It's the favourite bits of Hughie and Ed.
And a fine tingly Thursday to all. It is the day that you get the tingles and the goosebumps, the scary stories to make us chill. It's not the same when you're on your own doing that voice, is it really? It is Tingly Thursday. I hope you've had a great day, everybody, so far. We will get some tingly stories for you very soon. Hughie and Ed, they are away on holidays for a week and a half, so they'll be back soon. While they're away, we are checking in some of their favourite bits of the year so far. Hughie broaches the subject of polyamorous relationships with his wife. We'll see how that went down very soon. But coming up next, we get some facts of the freaky variety.
It's a super freaky fact
with Sophia Bowling. Sophia Bowling.
Hello.
Hello, Sophia. Now, how old are you?
I'm 9.
Yeah, great age, 9. I've got a 9-year-old daughter.
Yes,
so.
You do.
Yes. You also love facts, don't you, Sophia?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've got 3 for us, and you're going to hit us with fact number 1 right now. Here we go.
In 2016, Japan's Domino's started testing pizza delivery by reindeer.
Super freaky fact.
What? A reindeer-based delivery system in Japan?
It's like Christmas Day every day, isn't it?
You know that new ovens that they put into Domino's, which makes them hotter, quicker.
Didn't know about
that. Worldwide. It was developed in Australia, in Brisbane, I believe.
Yeah, well, a quicker,
fantastic innovation.
Oven to cook the pizza quicker.
Fantastic innovation.
You know, I would
right here in Australia.
Imagine Australia, Sophia, if kangaroos could deliver your pizza, hopping down the street with your pizza. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But great fact.
Let's go with fact number 2, Sophia.
Human thigh bones are stronger than concrete.
Super freaky fact.
Thigh bone. So it's hard to break a thigh bone.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't hear about the upper leg break, do you?
The tibia or the fibia, that one? I'm bad at
it. I reckon the thigh might be the tibia, but I don't know for sure. I'd like to know. Yeah, stronger than concrete.
Fantastic to know.
There you go. And that's why when you give someone a dead leg, they don't break their leg. You know what a dead leg is?
No, don't tell Sophia about that.
No.
When you knee someone in their thigh, you put your knee into their thigh and it leaves a big bruise. You know, it's not a very friendly thing to do at school. Absolutely.
Oh, the femur.
Oh, the femur.
Really?
Where's the tibula? Is that the, which one's that?
Tibia is down the bottom.
What was the other one you were saying? The fibula?
Tibia and fibia are both below the knee.
Ah, they're the two that sort of branch out.
There you go.
My mistake.
The femur. All right. These are great facts. Changed my life for sure. Fact number 3. Bring it home, Sophia.
Beaver butts emit goo that we use for vanilla flavouring.
Super freaky.
Who does?
Beavers what?
Beavers butts.
Beavers butts?
Mm.
Their bumhole?
Mm.
Oh. A beaver's bumhole.
The goo is called castrum, secreted from the castor sac.
What?
It smells like vanilla. They use it to make their territory. To mark their territory, sorry, not mark their territory.
Oh. So a beaver's butt smells like vanilla.
Vanilla. Mm. Sophia, that's incredible.
You wouldn't want to,
No, you're absolutely right.
You would, but, I mean, yeah.
Wow.
You wouldn't do it, would you?
Not at all.
Even if you knew?
Not even.
What if you're really hungry and you hadn't had an ice cream for years?
You might think about it.
Mm.
Bear Grylls would have done it.
Yeah, well, maybe he has already. Don't know.
Tom Middleditch and his wife sadly split not long after announcing that they were in the lifestyle, talking polyamorous relationships.
Thomas Middleditch has split from his wife just months after he revealed swinging had, quote, saved their marriage.
It's a big reveal.
Yeah. Only after I got married was I like, Molly, wife, I'm sorry, but we have to get non-traditional here.
Yeah, big call.
To her credit, instead of saying, F you, I'm out, she was like, let's figure this out. To be honest, swinging has saved our marriage.
Yeah, right. So he put that in the public sphere.
He said, don't call it swinging. It's called part of the lifestyle.
That's the way they talk, is it?
Yep.
Part of the lifestyle.
Part of the lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so he put that out there in the article, and how long did they last after
that? It's a perpetual state of management and communication, he said, to the point where it's like, all right, we've got to stop. I'm the gas, petrol. And she's the brakes.
But she wanted to stop. She wanted him to stop because she wasn't into it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. And now they're broken up.
Yeah, and he's regretted that article, hasn't he? I think.
No, because now he's got what he wanted, single again.
No, but he regretted the article, mate. He's lost the love of his life because his libido. He got carried away with it. He wasn't able to control his urges. Urges that we all have, but some of us have got the strength to say no. that is every. I'm talking. He's two to tango, you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
I don't know what I'm saying.
You floated it. Have you floated the lifestyle?
No, I've never floated the lifestyle.
You know, I'm a good guy.
Have you
hindered at the lifestyle?
No, I couldn't handle the lifestyle. I couldn't handle my wife. She was doing the lifestyle. I couldn't handle her doing the lifestyle.
Would she be the gas or the brakes?
I don't know. She'd put me. No. We've never talked to her. Have you talked about the lifestyle?
Goodness, no. Who's
done the talk? Ryan. Yeah.
Ryan.
Are you living that relationship, that sort of lifestyle, are you?
To a certain extent, yeah. I've been with my partner for about 3 years now, and it was, believe it or not, it was actually her that brought the lifestyle option up. And,
were you taken aback initially? You're like, oh, my God, I'm not enough for her? Did that?
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
100%. And I'm a red-blooded male. Of course I was.
You'd be like, I know. It'd be tough for me.
Okay.
Not going to lie.
I couldn't handle that.
Jack, could you handle it?
No, not at all.
But well, Ryan, you're a braver soul than us. And so, what did you say?
Well, mate, if I'm being completely honest, like I'm a heterosexual red-blooded male, right? So there's an opportunity to have your cake and eat it too. It did take a lot of growth and a lot of development on my behalf. But man, the communication, we made it work,
and it's still working.
It's still working 4 years later, yeah.
Ryan. Can I tell you, Ryan? You sound happy and comfortable.
I am, matey.
Ryan's loving it.
He's loving it, but we need to, look, I want to zoom out. Ryan, would you consider having children?
Believe it or not, we got pregnant 18 months ago and had our first baby boy.
There you go. Congratulations.
All right, and it's all still good.
Well, to be honest, the pregnancy period obviously put a dampener on the...
I can understand that.
You took break, Ryan.
Yeah, but since the little fella's growing well, so we're back into the lifestyle.
Yeah, actually, it was only a couple of months ago we re-entered the lifestyle.
Good on you, Ryan.
There you go.
He's a happy bloke.
Coming up soon... We are going to be discussing the death of an alligator. Not just any old alligator, no. He is linked to one of the worst humans to have ever walked the planet. Talk about that soon. But right now, time for some tingly stories.
Have you ever heard a story that sends shivers down your spine?
She got told that he'd been dead for 40 years.
And they never knew who started that fire.
What is this place?
Tingly.
Sarah, welcome to the show. Appreciate your time, and you've got a story for us this evening.
Hi, yeah, I do.
Right.
I work in a home for disabled people.
Yep.
Has been a residential home for over 30 years, from my understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we ended up having a spirit removalist come in.
Did the spirit removalist remove the spirits, or...?
Yeah, so there was one that was noisy that he removed. There was another one that was quiet, but she needed help passing on or something, so he helped her. The little girl that was attached to the little girl, they left her because apparently she was harmless.
Oh, that's nice,
that's
isn't
nice
it? That's
company.
Story. Yeah. I was hoping that spirit would be removed.
And then the older girl that lives in the house, we could not get her out in the backyard. No matter what we tried... She would not come and sit outside. She wouldn't play in the water, nothing. And I mentioned it to the spirit removalist, and the house is next to a reserve, so like just a park sort of thing with walking tracks.
Sure.
And he said to me, because I mentioned it to him, and he said to me, he goes, if you could see, because these girls have severe autism.
Yep.
So he said to me, they're very in tune with that sort of stuff. He goes, if you could see what they could see, it would make your hair curl.
Ooh,
jeez, Sarah.
Oh, they're seeing things people aren't seeing.
Whoa.
So obviously that girl could see something that had gone on outside in that reserve, maybe.
Out there. I am not going out there.
Thank you.
I've got a good
tingle there at the end there.
Gosh, help me. Hi, Emma.
Hi, how you guys going?
Well, we're already tingling, Emma.
Well, hopefully I can keep those tingles going.
All right, here we go.
So back when I was younger, I used to go and stay at my grandparents' place all the time on the weekends.
Yep.
And we'd be sitting in the lounge room and we'd see this shadow figure walk up the hallway. And then my grandfather would always say to us, you know, it's fine, it's just the old lady that used to live here.
Yeah.
So we just thought nothing of it. She was just like another part of the family.
Yeah.
And at the end of their hallway, there was this mirror. Well, they decided that, you know, they were going to get rid of it. So we decided to take the mirror to our house. So when we moved the mirror to our house, we noticed some weird things started happening, like cupboard doors would open, the air conditioner would turn on by itself, table chairs would move, and no one would be home. So we spoke to my grandparents and we said to them, you know, was there any more activity happening over there? And they said, oh, you know what, now I think about it, no.
Not she's living in the mirror. Back. She's living in the mirror. What have you done with the mirror?
Well, here's the thing. About 3 years later, we were actually doing some renovations and the mirror fell off the wall and smashed.
Oh, no. No, Emma.
Was she set free?
Well, I'm assuming so because since it broke, we haven't had any other activity happen.
She was trapped in the mirror. Smashed the mirror and let her go to the next thing.
Good one today. Thank you.
It's Husey and Ed. More of their favourite bits up soon. It's Husey and Ed.
Well, this was an interesting story. Hitler, undoubtedly one of the worst human beings to ever walk this planet. Recently, one of his pets died.
The name Hitler still gets mentioned a lot.
Yes, especially if you watch the History Channel.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if I'd call this a sad story, but it's a story involving Hitler and an alligator, and it has its finish over the last couple of days. So Hitler's favourite alligator...
Did he have many? How many did he have? Like, was there a real? How do you know it was Hitler's favorite alligator?
Because the story tells me it was. He visited the alligator many times. I don't know if you know, but Hitler was a frequent customer of the Berlin Zoo. Absolutely loved hanging out at the Berlin Zoo.
What, he was a vegetarian as well. So that's.
Didn't know he's a vegetarian.
Absolutely a vegetarian.
That's interesting. So anyway,
you guys got a lot in common.
In 1936, an alligator was born in
the. Give us your alligator growl.
It's not bad. It's better than my. Was that my hippopotamus?
Elephant.
That was my elephant. I'm not proud of that moment. I was under pressure. Now we're in the middle of a pandemic, mate. So in 1936, an alligator called Saturn was born in 1936 in the United States.
That is an old alligator,
and it was gifted to the Berlin Zoo, and that's the time. Where people were appeasing Hitler, like, how can we make Hitler happy?
Yeah, chill him out.
Let's let him invade Poland. Let's give him an alligator. Let's do whatever we can.
So what have they given him? Poland. What can we give him? Well, just this alligator got... Well, we'll send it over there.
It went from United States in 1936 to the Berlin Zoo, and then Hitler became infatuated by the alligator. So
seems like alligator king. And would he go and sort of just look at it or chat to it? Are there any photographs of Hitler with this alligator?
Not that I know of, but it's a real story. In 1943, Berlin Zoo was hit by an airstrike, as it, you know, often was.
No.
Rightly so, because they deserved it.
The zoo.
One of the many bombs.
The zoo?
What zoo in particular?
The zoo deserved it?
No, the zoo.
Sort of like an early animal rights. Was it Peter? Does Peter have an air force?
No, I'm not saying the zoo in particular. If you know that Hitler's going to visit a zoo, you're probably going to bomb that zoo. And if, you know, an odd llama cops it, sorry.
Well, that's...
You're in the wrong...
That's correct.
Sorry.
Right.
If a meerkat just is a...
Obliterated.
Well, I do like meerkats. I probably shouldn't have mentioned meerkats.
Do you know what they should have done?
What?
They should have bugged it. They should have bugged the alligator internally.
In 36.
In 36. Well, they had bugs back then. Then they thought, they've heard, oh, he's there. He loves it. Look at him.
Yeah, well...
He's going on about it.
They didn't know that.
Launch
but they didn't know he was going to fall in love with that particular crocodile. Anyway, in that bombing, the airstrike that hit the zoo, 2 dozen crocodiles and alligators were killed.
2 dozen? How many did this joint have?
I don't know, some managed to outlive and fled. Outlive? I don't know what says that. With Saturn being amongst them. Saturn fled the zoo. Spent 3 years in Berlin, No one knows where.
Wait a second. Wandering the,
wandering the streets of
Hitler's
Berlin.
Hitler's favourite alligator wandered the streets of Berlin and no one was doing anything about it.
Maybe he was in Hitler's bunker. I don't know. I don't know where he was. Maybe Hitler said, you want the pill? And he goes, I don't want the pill. I want to live. You and Eva Braun, you have the pills. I'm gonna live. Anyway, he's dead now. So there you go.
Yeah, Ballet, Hitler's alligator.
One of our favourite things to do is open the gates of Lazytown and see if you can get past the mayor, Mr. Hughes.
Welcome to Lazytown, a place where you want to stay.
Our house was frozen last night and I just could not be bothered trying to work out how to fix the heater. Absolutely arctic temperatures all night. Nearly
That's
died,
terrible.
I think. I got hypothermia. My wife got up in the middle of the night and fixed the heater.
Did she?
Yeah, it was apparently easy.
All right, here we go. You also did something the other day. We got a group WhatsApp. We got a WhatsApp group for this show, obviously, right? We send things.
Yeah.
And you sent through, Jack. How was it phrased? It was
a screenshot of an actress.
Yeah, of an Australian actress with her name.
Mm. And you said, "Who is this person?"
Yeah.
Instead of just potentially going to Google.com.
Yeah, well, when you said that to me this afternoon, I hadn't realised that I could Google it.
You had to find the screen.
You had to screenshot it.
Send it to us. And write, "Who is this?"
Yeah, right. Yeah, I could have Googled it.
You could have, yeah.
Okay. A place where
you wanna stay. But you responded, so and I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're terrified.
Mate, you could have said just Google it. Why don't you say Google it?
Because yeah, we're all scared of you.
You're not scared of me, mate.
We all know.
just tell me to Google stuff.
Tyrant Hughes will come bursting
through
the door.
Tell me who it is. Well, I am the mayor of Lazytown. Charlotte, do you want to nominate someone else, do you?
I do. I want to nominate my brother, who is extremely lazy, and there's lots of examples, but the one that comes to mind straight away is that he bought a goat to because he was too lazy to mow his yard in a suburban suburb.
That's good. I love a goat in the suburbs.
Yeah, but, you know,
I love a goat in the suburbs, mate. There used to be one in St. Ives in Sydney near cousin's house. It was amazing.
Though, there's no goats in Lazytown because we're not feeding them, mate. You know what we're doing? We're living with lawn 3 to 4 metres high.
Can we do a topic another day?
He's not in. Sorry, Charlotte, but your brother is not in Lazytown.
We're going to talk suburban goats another day.
Yeah, well, we can do that. Absolutely. Now, Samuel, what do we got?
Hi, Hughes and Ed. So during online learning.
Yeah, online learning. A lot of children all around Australia, young adults have been online learning for months now. Yep. What have you been doing?
Yeah, I set up a background as a video.
Yeah.
And it was moving slightly, so it's like I'm concentrating, but I actually wasn't, and I was doing my own stuff.
Oh, that the old classic Homer Simpson with the glasses, with the eyes open. It's a digital version of that. It's the loop that's on in Speed when Keanu Reeves, when they play the loop of him on the bus so that Dennis Hopper doesn't know that they've jumped off the bus.
So you would leave the room. You would leave the room with yourself on that background thing and The teacher and no one else knew that you'd left the room.
Yeah.
And did you ever get caught?
Never.
He's in. We need him in Lazytown.
Right.
Good work.
Hughesy has collected himself quite the menagerie of animals. He's got 3 cats and 2 dogs. The latest additions are the 2 cats. Hughesy's been complaining about them a lot. So Ed thinks it's possibly time for a bit of a pet clear out.
Cat chat.
Well, we know when lockdown started, my children campaigned to get bunnies and I negotiated kittens.
Yeah.
So I thought kittens better than bunnies.
You did say kittens, but their age is not the issue. It is their behaviour. We've done a montage of your grievances with these elderly pussy cats since you received them.
One of our new cats had...
of course.
...gone toys in the... laundry sink.
Oh.
So the kiddies now think that the pot plants are where they go toilies. They're jumping up onto the kitchen benches.
Yuck.
Licking the fry pan.
That's a terrible list of grievances.
Yeah, they don't take no for an answer. They're really confident. They're two of the most confident animals I've ever had anything to do with. I got home from this radio show last night. Family upstairs going to bed, and there was one of the bread rolls had been attacked on the kitchen bench. Just, there we go. Into the bread roll on the kitchen bench. They're on the kitchen benches all the time. But What was even worse than that was today I safely put away all the bread in the bread bin, you know, up high. I got home after walking the dogs today with two of the children, and the bread bin had been knocked off a high perch.
Oh my God.
And it had been opened.
They're like looters.
And they had destroyed four different loaves of bread.
Let's try the next one.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was too much. Right. They shouldn't be able to get up onto a high shelf, knock over a bread bin, open it up.
It's like a heist.
And then just ruin 3 to 4 loaves of bread.
I got two words for you, man.
What?
Kitten clean out.
Kitten clean out?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Reverse rescue.
No, we do love them. Can they become responsible citizens?
Good cats. Can a cat come good? No. A cat, how you get them is how you lose them. It's like if you hook up with someone through cheating, you lose them through cheating.
I've always said a leopard can change their spots.
And how's that gone for you? No way anyone will call us and tell us that they have a reformed pussycat.
13, 10,
cats
60.
Are who they are.
No, you can change them.
You can't
them.
Change your cat.
They're only 6 months old. Maybe, I don't know, they could be 18 months old. I don't know,
they're
but can
terrorists.
You change your cat?
No.
13, 10, 60. Has your cat come good?
What have you done, Amy?
Well, you've got hope yet, Husey. It took our cat 15 years, but now he finally poos in the poo box. Mm-hmm. He used to poo next to it.
Yeah. How did you make him come good after 15 years?
I don't know. Maybe he's just old and senile and has just come to realise that he must poo in the poo box.
No, yeah. Lost his faculties. What are you going to do? I need some action here.
Spray. I'm going to try the spray bottle.
And if that doesn't work?
The cats will be with us for the next 15 to 20 years. Mm. That's just the way we live.
They don't have to be.
No, we're not that. We're humane.
You are, but...
No one. I'm going to pay someone to come around and do anything.
I'll do it for free.
No.
Driving you home. It's the favourite bits of Husey and Ed.